Joining us on the phone on Static this evening, it's most excellent to be able to say g'day to Danny from Surfboard. How's things?
What's up? So good to be talking to you.
I thought you should have been saying g'day by now. You know, you guys have done some touring
I'm
in America.
Like, oi, let's read. I cannot do accents.
Well, you guys have done some touring in America with Animal on the Sniffers already, and you're doing more shows with them down here. So I thought they would have had you well-versed in some Australian lingo.
I mean, okay, I can say cunt every sentence. That's what they do. They're like, stop cunt, how are you? That's about it. That's all I learned.
That'll serve you well down here, Danny. You'll be good. Yeah, you're about to jump the plane, of course, to come here and do Gizfest and some shows with Animal and the Sniffers. So they seem like good touring buddies for Surfboard as well. Was that a fun time?
Yeah, they're the best. We have so much fun together. It's like a scary clown family. And they have like a bunch of young dudes in the band, and then Amy, and then we have a bunch of older dudes in my band, me, so it's like a crazy caravan of freaks.
You guys in Surfboard have done a lot of great touring. It's a pretty enviable list of bands that you've done shows with when you look at it. Recently, you've just been away with Black Lips and Ice Age, but also before that, like the likes of Fat White Family and VOCs and Heinz. So all those bands have pretty fierce live reputations, Danny.
Yeah, I feel like I really enjoy live music that wakes me up and makes me really excited. It freaks me out, makes me feel insane. So I feel like I'm just attracted to touring with other bands that are like that. Otherwise, I'll be bored.
Do you also deliberately do shows with other bands that are going to amp you up and make you sort of rise to the occasion almost?
Totally, yeah. Because I'm into easy listening and romance music too. And I like listening to that at my house at certain times. But if I'm playing, I want to play with people that inspire me and excite me a lot.
Your other bandmates in Surfboard, Sean, Alex, and David, are all in their 40s and 50s. I mean, did they have a history of playing in any seminal or defining punk bands years ago, or are those guys freshies?
Yeah, so Dave was in the Motards in Texas, and Sean was in Fucking Mouth, and that was a crazy band in the 80s. And then Kilgore's, I don't think he's been in a band way back then, and they would all hang out with the Butthole Surfers crew and just rage.
So those guys have got some pretty wild stories to give you, have they?
Oh, yeah. Every story they tell makes my head explode. Like, how the fuck did you guys pull that off? They were insane. Now we're really into health, and and we still rage, but it's like a healthy rage.
I don't believe that.
It's the 80s in Texas.
So all those guys weren't jaded when they formed Surfboard with you, Danny? They were all ready to jump back into it and probably had a better idea of how to do it right, did they?
Yeah, I mean, they're so chill and they're lovers of life, kind of, so everything's really fun. And they've been doing it for so long that there's not really any bullshit and it's all just a fun time. It's like a family vacation with my dad. And it's like going to music school. They're always showing me sick bands in the van and the blast.
It also speaks to this egalitarianism and fuck it sort of attitude that Surfboard have. It's almost a very punk thing to be able to say that anyone at this age can still do this, Danny.
Oh, fully, yeah. Well, I just want to even inspire like anyone that feels stuck at home or just bummed out or whatever age you are, you can get out there and enjoy yourself and let all your pent-up frustrations out and have a good time and not be stuck on some weird conditioning of your age. So yeah, my mom came on tour with us recently.
She no way.
Yeah, she was, and everyone was chanting, Fort Mom, when she was like selling merch by the stage, and she was loving it. She got wine drunk and was like yelling, fuck the president, and stuff. It was really awesome.
That's very inspiring to say that your mom can still rage harder than you.
Yeah, totally. Oh yeah, she does rage harder than me. It was cool because I think she had it in her, but like, there wasn't really a chance to do that lately, and I was like, you know, you can come on tour, you can do whatever you want, and live. So it was so fun.
Danny, is it easier for you to get thrashy and angry if your subject matter rolls you up? A lot of the album Friendship Music has fire in its belly. I mean, Trash World's about accountability for environmental carelessness, and Sunshine ends with the lyrics fuck the government. So when you're writing a lot of the Surfboard lyrics, do you also try to ramp yourself up through what you know you're going to sing on stage each night?
Yeah, I feel like the whole Friendship Music and the live shows, there's so much fucked up things going on in the world, and just dealing with like mental health and like depression and all the everyday instances of like, oh fuck, this feels like the end of the world kind of. That just like builds up inside you, probably builds inside everyone. And I think it's important to make a space where everyone can come together and let that shit out and scream and like laugh. And I don't ever really want to make it just about me or like the only one able to do that on the stage. I just want that to be there for everyone. And the whole album, Friendship Music, is exactly like that. If you're blasting in your room, just know that you have tons of friends out there that feel the same way you do, and you're not alone in this crazy-ass world.
Is it also a relief for you to have all these songs out there now? I mean, you were more notorious a while ago for your merch and your Abort Trump t-shirt. So do you feel like with the album you've been able to present more of a mission statement for the band, Danny?
Yeah, well, this is my first band, so I didn't know how to do things. So I was, like, just raging and playing shows for 2 or 3 years. And then and we ended up playing crazy stuff. Like, we played Coachella without an album. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, fuck, I get it. You're supposed to put out an album. But now I'm so excited. But we finally have, like, a solid first album out. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone.
And Danny, even all those songs are probably a great snapshot of what it must have been like to live through this shitstorm in Brooklyn the past 2 years as well. Do you feel like a lot of this record could only have come out of the climate that you guys in Surfboard have been through?
Yeah, totally. Well, a lot of it is getting through gnarly addiction, like really hard drugs. A lot of it is going through the whole Trump era. We were like marching, and his horrible, ugly Trump Towers is right in like the center of where we are, so it's just horrible vibes. And yeah, just that whole, we played with the OCs the night after we found out he was elected, and it was the most emotional. I was crying and screaming like with everyone. It was apocalypse emotions, like this cannot be happening.
And Danny, I'm also glad to see that as the title suggests on the record, though, it's still got plenty of songs about sweet relationships, you know, like Slushy and Lesbian Love, a simple romantic exaltation. So it's not all doom and gloom either.
Totally, yeah. And, well, all of it, there's lots of humor in all of everything. Like, even Trash World, I'm not just like, recycle your trash. I'm just like, whoa, even I'm like drinking out of plastic and we're all just ruining the planet together. Like, whoa, this is insane. I just like kind of want to open up commentary about stuff, but I don't want to doom everyone out, but we're really into romance, and everyone has their lovers and their lover problems and navigating each other and like evolving, so definitely write about that a lot.
There'll be lots of love in the rooms when you get to Australia as well, Danny. I know that people are going to be happy. Is your mum coming with you?
Oh, I wish. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, shout out to all the hotties in Australia. We're on our way. We're ready for romance.
Let me give my mom a call. I'll see if she's busy when you're in Sydney. She might want to come to the show. She could be a substitute mom.
Oh, totally. That'd be amazing. Yes, totally come.
All right. Well, you're about to jump on this plane, but we will see Surfboard in Sydney next Thursday at Oxford Art Factory with Amel and the Sniffers.
I can't wait. Let's have a shoey.
But now we might have a listen to what you're about to soak up heaps of down here, Danny. We'll play Sunshine.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks for jumping on the phone. And yeah, look, we'll see you here for all kinds of Australian celebrations, I guess.
Awesome. See you soon. Love y'all.
This is the sound of Surfboard on Static. Thanks, Danny. The government.